the rest of the story. It was like a scene from The Exorcist. Vera rushing into the bedroom, the terrified then terrifying cries of her nephew writhing in the bed, Vera's own daughter Irene trying to hold the boy down, his screams, mostly incoherent, made little sense when one could understand them, something about somebody trying to kill him. Meanwhile, the neighbors, frightened but curious, began gathering outside, sharing their bewilderment in urgent whispers. After a while, the ravings subsided. Vera emerged to try to calm her friends. Her nephew, barely 17, she said, was suffering from an endocrine imbalance. He had only recently been discharged from the hospital, where he had undergone radiation treatments. After a few days convalescing in her home, she said, the boy would be as good as new. Vera's explanation seemed to satisfy the worried eavesdroppers, and they dispersed. But unfortunately, it was all a lie. This is the rest of the story. From the very beginning, Vera's nephew had been a problem child, impossible to control both at school and at home. By the age of 14, he was out on his own playing guitar with gypsy musicians in Paris cabarets. He even joined a circus act for a while, but quit after being injured in a trapeze accident. It was then the boy's real problems began, for while he was recovering from his injuries, a doctor prescribed opium for the pain, and even after the broken bones had mended, he continued taking the opium. Soon completely hooked, he would procure the drug from dealers on the docks. He would smoke as many as 36 times a day. After several months of such dissipation, the boy instinctively sought help. He went to see his Aunt Vera in Switzerland and collapsed in her home. The frantic woman rushed her nephew to a private sanitarium. In a few weeks, the worst of the withdrawal was over. Thereafter, he was to recuperate in the care of Vera and her daughter, Irina. And yet, as you now know, the nightmare continued. The boy would not be on his own for an entire year. And when he did return to Paris, everything had changed. Old jobs had been taken by others. Old contacts had dried up. His friends had moved away. In fact, the only connections he retained got him the only work available: sweeping floors and sewing costumes and building sets at a little theater. For you see, the reckless youth who barely survived his own excesses, the teenage addict who straightened out in the loving care of a couple of women you never knew, encountered his destiny as a humble stagehand for a tiny repertory company, and he blossomed from there into one of the most distinctive figures in all entertainment history. This could have been any troubled teenager's story. The redemption of Vera's nephew. But now I hope you'll always remember this young man for having been pulled back from the edge of the abyss to become Moses Pharaoh, to become the king in The King and I, Yul Brynner. Now that you know the rest of the story.